Blackstone Audio presents Threading the Needle by Marie Bostwick. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet will I rejoice in the Lord, I will have joy in the God of my salvation. Habakkuk, chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. With thanks to Mary and Hugh Bargell, owners of the Strong House Inn, a charming B&B and quilting haven in beautiful Vergennes, Vermont, who inspired me to write about an inn catering to quilters, and whose hospitality and cuisine brings guests back again and again. Cindy Bossen, owner of Flora and Fauna in Litchfield, Connecticut, the lovely gift shop that inspired For the Love of Lavender, for generously sharing her time and knowledge about creating herbal soaps and cosmetics. The team, you know who you are, for their ongoing support and endless patience. Liza, for helping me find my focus. The reading friends who love New Bern as I do, and whose expressions of encouragement are my greatest reward. Prologue. New Bern, Connecticut, 1966. Madeline Beecher stood on the icy sidewalk in front of Thomas Edison Junior High School, exhaling a frosty vapor as she scanned the faces of the chattering children who streamed past before they boarded the yellow buses that stood idling by the curb, or formed into little clumps and